Well, joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, thanks for having me on again this week. I appreciate it.
So first off, I'm going to start off as we usually do. What's the latest on Brockton Hospital?
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of status quo from the last time we spoke. They're actively working. I'm actually going to be over there today. The administration is having a Brockton Hospital Signature Healthcare barbecue for the staff, so I'll get some more information. But I did have a conversation with Bob Haffey, the CEO, recently, and again, it's status quo. The goal is to get it operational during the holiday season. There is a little bit of a delay because of the materials and the electrical supplies, but everybody's collaborating on it, and I hope to have an update, positive update, after I meet with them today.
And also, now we're still in the midst of summer, and summer activities still going on. When will they be wrapping up?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of coming down to an end pretty soon, right? So we're still doing our summer concert series, Mayor's Summer Concert Series, every Wednesday at Heights Crossing Assisted Living. It happened last night. And then the After Dark program, Mayor's After Dark program at Brockton High School, is going on, continuing for the next 2 weeks. The summer camp at Gilmer Academy had a wonderful event yesterday they attended. The Council on Aging had their annual senior picnic yesterday at Brockton High School as well. And, of course, you all know, Dan, Savannah Bananas were in the City of Champions last night. So there's a lot going on in Brockton right now.
Yeah, that was quite something.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. It was family friendly. I was able to be there with my own kids and my wife, and it was unbelievable. It was probably close to 5,000 people there. It was awesome. There weren't any issues at all, and it was just really a fun night in the city of Brockton.
Now, of course, we talked about summer activities coming to a wrap, which means that the school year about to begin.
It is. I hate to say that, and my kids say, don't say the S word, Dad. But, school will be happening soon. You know, Brockton Public Schools and New Heights Charter School and Cardinal Spelman and Trinity Catholic, the parochial schools, and, of course, Southeastern Regional over in neighboring community of Southeastern, which has 65% of the population from the city of Brockton. So, we're continuing. We had a school committee meeting Tuesday night, and, again, the seven members that represent the entire city, and then myself as the chair. So, you know, we're continuing to move forward in a really positive, beneficial way. And the goal for Brockton Public Schools is to continue to get enrollment up, to attract more kids welcoming back to Brockton Public Schools. But we're not there yet in terms of the summer being over, as my kids tell me every morning, but we are definitely doing plans and preparations going into the early fall season.
Now, something you're going to be doing, you're going to be doing a Cape Flyer tickets giveaway.
Tomorrow on Friday, again, I want to thank MassDOT and the MBTA and Keolis. They've been wonderful partners where residents in the city for very, very short, reasonable money, $10, can jump on the train here in Brockton in any of the three stops and go down to Hyannis and enjoy the Cape and then come right back. But tomorrow there's going to be free giveaways where the Cape Flyer is giving vouchers for folks, and we'll be going over there. We're also going to be inviting some local businesses, Brockton Beer and Cape Cod Cafe and some of the other restaurants to meet some of the folks that can take advantage of the Cape Flyer and go to the Cape.
Now, there's something else I saw that the city's offering right now. It's a needle hotline.
Yeah, so we have a contract with Brewster Ambulance. So Brewster Ambulance is our ambulance provider in the city of Brockton. And as part of the contract, Brewster's been phenomenal, and the CEO is Mark Brewster. And, if you see a needle around the city of Brockton, please don't touch it out of abundance of caution for yourself. But if you call the number or you call the police station or the fire station, they will then contact Brewster, and they'll come and pick it up and dispose of it properly. So, again, it's a wonderful amenity that Brewster does. Unfortunately, we have to deal with these things. It's not just in the city of Brockton, it's throughout the nation. But again, if you see a needle, please say something and please notify us. And worst case scenario, you can always call the mayor's office, 508-580-7123, and we can coordinate the pickup of any type of needles.
Now, one thing that's also going to be happening coming up soon, a firefighter recruitment event.
We are, and I want to thank Chief Brian Ardelli of the fire department. Since I've been mayor, he's been doing this, and civil service comes on site as well. It's at the West Library on the west side of the city, and it's to try to get Brockton, youngsters, men and women that maybe have the idea to be a fire service career. It's an informational, it's an educational component, and I want to thank Chief Ardelli. He's run with this since I've been mayor, and it's been very, very, very successful.
And one thing I quickly want to ask you about, you presented some AXO medals.
We did, and I want to thank Phyllis Ellis, president of the Brockton area branch of the NAACP. We have some phenomenal students here that didn't just win gold medals locally. They won it at the national competition, which, again, the NAACP National Convention was held in Boston, and we have some students, some boys and girls from different communities affiliated with the Brockton area branch, and we welcomed them to City Hall. We thanked them, we applauded them, and then we gave them citations. It was a wonderful day.
All right, Mr. Mayor, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Have a great day.